You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, September 22nd.
Yeah, I thought we got better with it the second half. And that some of that's a mindset, not being so cautious, rallying to the ball, narrowing space for runners. Again, when you're being blocked, shedding and then wrapping up, those are all important things. But some of it's a mindset that you have to take care of.
The Chiefs' Sunday night loss to the Ravens has continued to sting the past few days. I think it's just given the fact that the win was right there, whether it was the Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumble, the possible stop of Lamar Jackson on what would have been fourth down, or the defense in general giving up 250 yards on the ground. This one hurt. But as we talked about this week at Arrowhead Pride, head up, because it's all about the rebound, baby. The Chiefs get a division rival this week in the Los Angeles Chargers, who are coming off a heartbreaker of their own against the Dallas Cowboys. Entering this game, Kansas City has won 3 of the last 4 over the Chargers, with the only LA win coming in last year's regular season finale. The Chiefs were resting their starters for the playoffs. It's clear the Chiefs have to improve their tackling if they want to turn the defense around. But it's more than that. Let's go back to Coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, so listen, I mean, Spags spent a lot of time in the offseason with that. We worked at a ton in camp, and we haven't had the results here yet. We'll keep pounding that out until we get it right. It's one of those things. Everything gets magnified when you're in the red zone, whether it's good or bad. If you're not tackling in the field and it doesn't happen in the red zone, if you're not getting out blocks in the field, then it's going to get magnified in the red zone. Everything's a little bit faster and everything gets, all your strengths and weaknesses get magnified. So you've got to make sure that you kind of get these fundamentals down and take care of it.
The Chiefs return to the practice field today and there will no doubt be focus on defending in the red zone, that poor tackling we talked about, and even the struggling pass rush. Could there be a personnel change? Maybe. After Juan Thornhill got just 11 snaps against the Ravens in the loss, fans have been wondering if he may finally be ready to replace Daniel Sorensen.
Juan and Dan, they do certain things the same and a couple things different, but it all kind of equals out. So, and Dan really has had the... he'd had the better camp and so on. So, but maybe a little bit more consistency there. But we love Juan and where he's coming, where he's getting himself back to where he was and his rookie year. And I don't want to take anything away from the effort that he's put forward to do that. But they all get a chance to play. So I think we'll just take it. Step by step here, and you can't have enough of those guys that they can play.
Headed into year number 3, which is a full calendar year removed from that ACL tear, we really had high hopes for Juan Thornhill taking a huge step in 2021. He started slow against the Cleveland Browns, but then had a huge second half. But it did not lead to more playing time once Tyrann Mathieu was available to come back in the lineup. Thornhill took to Twitter to say there was a lot to learn from in the Chiefs' loss on Sunday, also adding, "I'll be the best version of myself here on out." We will see, Mr. Thornhill.
It's coming. Mahomes gets away. Keeps his eyes downfield and fires and completes it to Kelce. What else is new? And Kelce with blocking inside the 20, rumbling inside the 10. Look at this. Kelce's zone. Crazy.
Unfortunately, we let this get a little bit lost in the shuffle on Sunday night and Monday morning, but we need to acknowledge the future Hall of Famer in Travis Kelce and just how insane he's been for the Chiefs all these years. Kelce continued to rewrite the record books on Sunday on the field. That 46-yard touchdown could have been the greatest play of his career, and that production is now part of him surpassing 8,000 career receiving yards faster than any other tight end in NFL history. We'll end here. A quick note for you longtime Chiefs fans. Dustin Colquitt, you remember that name. He's back in the league, and he's on the Atlanta Falcons practice squad. The Chiefs' living legend will be competing for a job this week after the current Atlanta punter shanked two punts against the Buccaneers on Sunday. So good luck to Dustin, and good luck to you in the rest of your work week here on the Arrowhead Drive for Wednesday, September 22nd. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for the Great British Chiefs Show. Enough of this Ravens talk. It's Chargers week, and that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Red Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.